So, Greg, since you do have obviously a good source in the national security community who shared with you their concerns about the president leaking this, did he say anything else to the Russians that's important for our viewers or for Americans to hear? Did he, for example, admonish them for interfering in our election, as all the intelligence agencies have confirmed?
Well, you know, that's another one of the big issues here. Our story touches on that a bit. There is a lot of frustration within the administration. There are professionals who are deeply knowledgeable about these regions around the world, and they take time, they put together pages of preparatory material for the president. 2 to 5 page papers, for instance, were prepared in advance of his meeting with these Russian officials. What he was supposed to stick to in terms of a script, and what he could expect to hear from them, or what their questions were, and how to handle those things. The president has insisted that all of this material be boiled down to less than a page of bullet points, and then often strays even from those. And so in this case, he just, again, goes off script, not dissimilar to how badly he went off script in describing what he had done and why to the FBI director, James Comey.